This KPCT podcast, sponsored by Karen Pryor Academy for Animal Training and Behavior. Get the details on our professional dog trainers program. We develop, certify, and support excellent teachers and trainers. Visit www.karenpryoracademy.com or call 800-472-5425. That's 800-472-5425.
Hi, I'm Karen Pryor, and I want to tell you about an experience I had in my own life with a scaredy cat dog. I've had a lot of dogs in my life. I've had and bred Labradors, Poodles, Great Danes. I've had Border Terriers, a Weimaraner, a Collie, a Golden, and a great mutt named Goulash. But I never had a fearful dog until the current dog in residence, Misha, my German spotted poodle. He's 10 years old now, and he still panics at every sudden sound or strange sight. If a new person or a new piece of furniture comes into the house, Misha has to lift his leg somewhere. If I'm too preoccupied by work or, God forbid, annoyed with Misha, he vomits and has diarrhea, usually on the dining room rug, which of course makes me more annoyed. Then I read Kay Lawrence's perceptive and amusing new book, Teaching with Reinforcement. Using her own household cluster of sheepdogs and Gordon setters, Kay demonstrates the ways in which our everyday life with our dogs is riddled with both reinforcement and punishment contingencies that we may not notice or understand. I thought about that with Misha, and so I watched Misha for a few days, and I discovered that a lot of my, apparently to me, normal behavior is punishing to Misha. Makes him show the whites of his eyes and cringe a little. Even his name can be aversive to him. Oh, Misha, did you do that again? Now, Misha is well-trained. He's entirely manageable. He knows a lot of tricks. His human and dog manners are splendid. But we need some higher thinking here. I decided that my goal would be no more anxious looks and slinking around the house. I want daily merriment. I started by seeing if I could help Misha have a whole day without feeling fear. It turns out that I can. When he pulls back and freezes at something, oh, my briefcase in a new place in the car, for instance, I used to think, oh, Misha, get over it, and then I'd lift him into the car manually. Now I'm learning to give him time to study the situation and cope with it at his own speed. Take my time, let him take his, and he will jump in the car by himself, in spite of the fact that the briefcase might be in his way. So that reduces some of our chronic conflict. Next, I read the final manuscript of a wonderful new book that we've published called Agility Right from the Start by Swedish trainers Eva Bertelsson and Emily Johnson-Vey. In this book, there are step-by-step instructions for teaching a dog how to play with toys, teaching the owner to play too, a lesson I sorely needed. So I broke out the clickers and some new tiny star-shaped treats that Misha loves, and I carefully shaped taking and holding a small ball. That took 10 minutes a night, 30 treats per session, at least, sometimes more, for 2 weeks. Click Misha for looking at the ball, click Misha for smelling the ball, click Misha for letting a tooth touch the scary ball, and so on. And then suddenly, one day at the office, when Misha was just at home beginning to take and hold the ball for 1 nanosecond, Misha found a tennis ball. And here at the office, he exploded into ball play, dropping the ball, chasing the ball up and down the halls, throwing the ball in the air and throwing the ball down the hall on his own, and dropping it at my feet for me to throw. Yay, Misha! He discovered ball play. Now he plays with all kinds of toys, even new strange toys that he used to avoid. Somehow, shaping him to hold a ball turned on the play with toys switch, too. But wait, there's more. In their book, Eva and Emily have given us a precise set of clicker exercises for everything you need to know in agility, including for gradually teaching the dog to enjoy making noise. Teach the dog to enjoy making things go clatter and bang, by, for example, knocking down a pile of metal bowls, say. You start with something that makes no noise at all, or almost no noise, knocking over a book or a little cardboard box. But when the dog learns to earn clicks and really delicious treats by making a lot of noise himself, on purpose, then noisy events and mishaps on the agility field, jumps falling over, the teeter banging, loudspeakers nearby, and so on, become far less disturbing. Of course, it would be the same in everyday life, too. So that's my present to Misha. We're going to do all the exercises in Eva and Emily's new agility book for teaching a dog to love surprises and commotion. And you know what? Being obliged to have some clicker fun with my now elderly dog is Misha's big present to me.
This KPCT podcast, sponsored by Karen Pryor Academy for Animal Training and Behavior. Get the details on our professional dog trainers program. We develop, certify, and support excellent teachers and trainers. Visit www.karenpryoracademy.com or call 800-472-5425. That's 800-472-5425.